August and the Impatiens flourish like prima donnas in Wagner's Lohengrin. It's getting too late to remove the divas and give the overshadowed flocks a turn main stage. It's April Fool's Day, and I've chosen to read my own poems on the poet's weave. I am Jenny Kander. I'm a South African who moved to Bloomington almost 15 years ago. This is a selection of relatively recent work. Dream. Nostalgia is a slow dance in a large circle. Isabel Allende. 1. Blanketed warmth. What troubles her? She senses a cause but cannot mould it into coherence. 2. The kindness of walls, inner rooms, one beyond the other. In the third, seated low, her long-dead, now joyous father. Cheek against his close-shaved face, reunion's eloquence. 3. Spreading the coverlet over her bed, she thinks, is like keeping a secret. Great aunt. She was a redhead risk-taker, ready for adventure. Her parents, so the story went, kept her busy about the house when the tinkers came to town. In her 30s, she arrived at a fancy dress party, clad in a costume she'd made from newspapers. Watching the brighter, tired guests, she stood that chilly night, her back to the electric fire, shivering initially. She still remembered for her flaming red hair. Eve of grown daughter's birthday. 1. The man has a bird in his heart, gold leaf across his chest. He must find time. 2. Bikur Cholim, visit the sick. Jerusalem Hospital, labor ward. Schwangerheit ist keine Krankheit, said my mother-in-law, guavas tumbling from her overnight bag. 3. Wrapped and labelled picnic surprises. A. Hard-boiled eggs. B. Cherry tomatoes. D. Still warm scones. Find C. What's in that one? 4. Bird, nest in her heart. Sing. Ice, late February. There's a brotherhood in bundled up and still cold, knitted hats pulled low, jackets zippered chin high. Hunched away from blowing snow, we smile sideways passing other frozen faces. Bright coats contrast with subtleties of monochrome, set walls afar. Night's bone freeze takes no note of layers you're wearing. Like dead fingers, the wind probes between scarf and neck. Compelling, immediate, cold sounds its timeless bell-mute message, survive. Across the road, heard through a hair salon's air-shaking chatter, grey silence of rime-laden graves, sentinel crosses, and now and there high tree limbs tapering to skewers of ice. Tattoo. After a photo in an exhibition of mourning customs. She was there, from behind him, her hand resting upon his shoulder. No, dead she was no longer there, but in the mirror, or his sideways stare, inked in permanent rebuttal of transience, she held him. Dream on. There's a lethargy that dogs me night and day. If Garrison Keillor invited me, I'd say, I'm too pug-tired to sign. I'll just sashay to that wine-red quiet couch and nap a while. Settle all my bones in one ungainly pile and post a sign. Here lies a sleeperphile. If Garrison Keillor calls me up again, I'll be strung between my dreams and radio fame. Lethargy sends stardust clockwise down the drain. For April Fool's Day, I've been reading my own poems on the poet's weave. I am Jenny Kander.